Hey, you, with the bag, come here. On 42nd Street, Pete. What do you got, man? That cheap porn? This multi-hour crap? Brother, you need to go to AlternativeCinema.com for all your grindhouse needs. You can get Shockorama titles for your horror fix. You can get Seduction Cinema if you like Misty Monday, Room of the Rocket, Darien Cain, and others. You can go to the Secret T Motion Pictures for your TNA. Then you can go to After Hours Cinema for the films of Joe Sarno, Sean Costello, Nick Phillips, Phil Prince, and the 42nd Street Pete line of 8mm Madness, plus Blue Underground, Synapse, Halo, and other fine grindhouse titles, only at AlternativeCinema.com. Act now and get free shipping in the U.S. and reduced shipping to Canada. That's at AlternativeCinema.com. Tell them 42P sent you.
Super strong, supernatural, and super bad. His punch can topple a skyscraper. His kick can split the earth in two. More destructive than an earthquake. Mightier than a tidal wave. A one-man disaster area.
42nd Street Pete.
Shot full of lead and he still ain't dead. Jump back, Jack, for your skull is cracked.
42nd Street Pete.
I'm wired already tonight. It's been it was an English Town day. For those of you who don't live on the East Coast and know what English Town is, it's probably the last big open air flea market in South Jersey. So I decided to wander down there and score some pretty cool shit, like some movie posters and stuff. And I had promised we weren't going off on another political rant right away. You know, we may. I don't know. I may drift. Because we have Marcia the Dark Girl with us here from Dark Girl's Pleasure Chest.
Yay!
Hey, everybody.
So this is going to be interesting because Todd's going out to unload his gear. That's a novel name for it. You know.
How are you
going to
be like that? That's not even fair.
Unload your gear. You know, it conjures up some fucking bizarre images in my drug-addled mind. Well, did somebody's cell phone go off?
What is that? Okay. What kind of gear are we talking about?
I've got my recording studio stuff because I'm going to record an acoustic number after the show is in the car. I can't just leave it there.
So. All right, so go. You're wasting valuable air time.
Man.
We have things to discuss here. You want me to wait till you come back to talk about The Expendables?
Hey, man, you know, I love the movie. I have nothing but great things to say about it. I felt like I was back in the 80s, and it was awesome.
All right, go get your shit out of the car then.
Okay.
I'll elaborate on it. Go ahead.
Thanks.
Yeah, I actually trying to get something done Friday, and I said, you know something? Fuck it. I got 3 hours to kill. Let me go see the movie. I missed the first 10 minutes of it, but holy shit. Back to the 80s, ass-kicking, complete mayhem, all the greats in there. I mean, cameos with Schwarzenegger and Bruce Willis. Mickey Rourke was, you know, pretty cool in his very understated, laid-back way. Austin was, you know, a good heavy. Wasn't really the focal point of anything. Eric Roberts was the main bad guy. He's just grown into playing this whole swarmy heel bit, you know, corporate business guy. And, you know, you had them all. You know, Jason Statham seems to be the one who's getting the most push, but, you know, Randy Couture was in there, all the other guys. It was just a great shoot 'em up movie. You know, you know Jet Li, Dolph Lundgren. Fuck, I don't even have anything written down in front of me. I'm just rattling this shit off. I just saw the other night, but... What a great flick. It just, you know, harkened back to those, you know, big ensemble pictures, you know, of like, you know, started out with The Magnificent Seven, The Dirty Dozen, you know, and all those sequels. And then, you know, the little spin-offs, you know, The Devil's Brigade, you know, all things with some great character actors and great actors in general. And just like this one was. So, yeah, definitely go check it out. I mean, the last time I saw something like this, it was a film called The Immortals. And again, Eric Roberts was in it as well as Tony Curtis. Tony Curtis was the bad guy. It was a heist movie, and I believe it had William Forsythe, Joe Pantoliano, Chris Rock, Tia Carrere, Clarence Williams III. You know, a real eclectic group of character actors. And the premise was they're going to pull this heist, but in order, you know, there was like five separate drop-offs and 10 of them, and in order to pull it off, Roberts paired the guys with people they would hate to be with. Like Forsythe was a homophobe, so we paired him with the gay guy. Pantoliano didn't like blacks. We paired him with Clarence Williams III. You know, stuff like that. So it got real interesting. And again, you know, complete shoot 'em up. And I don't know if this thing's even available. Have you ever heard of it?
I've not, no. But the characters, you know, it's funny in listening to you because I kind of think I've heard something about it, but I don't know that I've ever seen it. I'm trying to, like, think back if I've ever seen it, and I kind of don't think I have.
They used to run it on cable late.
Yeah, I don't know. See, I don't have cable, so I don't even really know the movie that you just saw, like, what was the premise of that without giving away, the title?
The Expendables?
Yeah, so what was the premise of that for those of
people who have cable? Well, it's a bunch of mercenaries. They basically, Stallone's the leader. They take a job to go down a South American country. And originally when they go down there, they think it's a wash. And then Stallone gets something, I don't know. I can't even say it's a love interest because it's not. The general who's the real bad guy's daughter wants to straighten the island out. And she can't. And then for whatever reason, he decides to go back, with the crew and stuff. And they basically completely kick ass. Mm-hmm. Some great fight scenes in there. I can actually understand how Stallone broke his neck during the filming on that.
Oh, really?
He was fighting Steve Austin.
Uh-huh.
If you don't know, Steve is a former professional wrestler, multi-time WWE heavyweight champion. He was fighting Stallone, and Stallone basically thought he could hang with him, and Stallone went up with a broken neck.
Wow, that's crazy.
Not that that's cool or anything, but, when you're, I think, I don't know how old Sly is. I think...
he's in his 50s, isn't he?
He might be 60.
Is he? I thought he was like in his late 50s. I was thinking like 57 or so. I could be wrong.
That's me. Yeah. Well, I couldn't get take. I'd take an ass kick for him and die anyway. So.
Yeah.
Because the weird thing is, Austin actually broke his neck. I don't. He really fucked up his neck. They were doing. It was here in good old New Jersey. They were down in Meadowlands. He was wrestling Owen Hart, and they gave him a pile driver. And basically, it's a move where you pick a guy up, pretty much. Sit down and drop him on his head, but the way to execute it is you're not actually dropping him on his head. His shoulders are absorbing everything. What happened in this instance was his head was 6 inches below where it should have been, and he basically absorbed about 400 pounds of pressure on his neck. And when he hit the mat, he couldn't feel anything, arms and legs and stuff, and it was like, I think he was supposed to win, and they had the camera on him, and he muttered to the ref, he goes, "Get the fucking camera off me, I can't move." And then got feeling back, and then he rolled him up. But, he's been fucked up like that, too. So it's a serious injury.
Well, I can imagine. That's kind of freaking scary. Scare me. Totally scary.
That fight was fucking brutal.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They just beat the shit. Even Slug goes, "What happened?" "Oh, I got my ass kicked." You ain't kidding.
So do you think that was the best fight of the movie?
Yeah, there was a couple of good fights. That was up there. The other one was Dolph Lundgren against the Jet Li. Jet Li kicks him in the face, and he goes, "What do you wear, a fucking size 3 shoe?" I thought that was pretty funny. But yeah, there was a couple of good lines in there. They had a gun that's completely illegal to even use in this country.
Really?
Yeah, I was talking to a guy who's been on the show before. We're going to have him back, Ian Friedman. He's a... Uh-huh. Copyright lawyer. He just graduated and shit. He's got still got some interesting shit. So, he was telling me that gun's completely illegal to own, use, or even have in this country.
What kind was it? Do you know?
Looked like a huge fucking automatic shotgun.
Wow. I call it the Screw You Charlie. That's the gun.
Hey, that's sneaky. The name of the gun?
That's what I call it.
You unloaded that quick?
Yeah, I was like, wow, he's like smoke attack back in.
Heck yeah, I'm on it, man.
But it's a new record.
You guys are just mean.
Yeah.
We're not mean. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
No, we just got done talking about the Expendables, so you're out of luck on that. But as we speak, and this is going on from what I understand until next weekend, our good buddy Bill Lustig is hosting a film festival at the Anthology Film Archives in New York on the Lower East Side. You can probably www that and get the address and stuff. Tonight he's showing Machine Gun Kent McCain and the Sicilian Connection. This afternoon it was Town of the Dreaded Sundown and Private Files of J. Edgar Hoover. And I think there's some other stuff. And he just released Machine Gun McCain on DVD and Blu-ray. And I hadn't seen this film. Fuck. It came out in 69. And I think I saw it on the bottom half of something else that I can't remember in the 70s.
Wow.
So brought me back to those gritty bygone days of, the grindhouses. And, the funny thing was, Everybody thought Cassavetes was Italian, and he wasn't. He was Greek. And looks like, you know, if you look at his history, he really came out with the Dirty Dozen. That was his sort of breakout role.
Wow.
Yeah, it was Franco. Then, you know, right after that, it was like, you know, I think that was 67. Then he popped into, you know, that was Machine Gun McCain after that. He did a few things. I think he was in Incubus, the horror film.
Yeah.
Yeah. Horribly miscast in The Devil's Angels as a biker. Looked like a mob guy with, you know, cut off Levi jacket on. But they'd rush that out to Kishon and the Wild Angels. And he died young. He was married to Gina Rollins, who actually was in Machine Gun McCain with him, co-star.
Wow.
Yeah. And I think he directed Gloria. Because he was doing a lot of stuff. You know, it's funny. I was talking to Mike Razzo about this. It was like a sort of mini Rat Pack. It was him, Peter Falk, and Ben Gazzara. And sometimes Timothy Carey. Because Cassavetes was a big Carey fan. Hmm. And used him in a few things.
I did not know that.
He was a big Carey fan.
Wow.
But, yeah, I think he was like 60 when he passed away.
Hmm.
You guys still there? Did I lose you?
Yeah, we're here.
I'm like,
that fucking silence.
Yeah, we're both like, scratching our chins, but you can't hear that over the radio.
You can't what? Hear your chins?
Yeah. That doesn't work. Hmm.
Well, Marcia's, I can understand you not hearing because she doesn't have stubble on it, and you basically have that, you know, Abe Lincoln thing going.
So. I know. I'm looking like the damn Sasquatch today.
You are a Sasquatch. I mean, it's just what it boils down to.
And jeez, like, you know, that's evil. Why? Why the evil?
Yeah. Oh, and another little film I was kicking around. Because did you tell me, or it must have been you. You're the last person I talked to, and that's the last coherent thought I've had for the day. No, actually, Marcia was the last person I talked to.
That's right.
So much for coherent thoughts. Anyway, the thing with the Corman stuff, the triple feature coming out, was that you?
That wasn't me.
Oh, with Todd.
Oh.
Is he unloading again?
No, I'm right here.
I can't hear him. I don't know if he's still with us or not.
Weird. Maybe it's cutting in and out on my end. I don't know. But I'm here.
I don't know. You're very low.
I think he drank some shrinkage stuff and made him tiny like a little mouse. I can't hear anything else.
Jeez.
That's what it is. He's doing the mice again.
I am not. I'm not even. Man, I'm in the studio. Can you guys hear me better now?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I figured out what it was. It had decided to turn itself down. Skype in its infinite wisdom.
Decided to turn itself down?
That, yeah.
That sounds like Terminator type shit. Oh, cheats, you're at the mercy of us. We are your master now.
That's
you
it.
Turn yourself down. We want to hear 42nd Street Pete. No one cares about anybody.
Oh, I like the new song that you did for Pete.
Isn't that cool?
Oh, yeah, yeah. This is the song.
We're gonna play it at the break.
I was like, I think you should totally
play it. Play it at the break. You gotta send it. What is it? $49.95 for the one song CD. And if you act now, you get a copy of Antichrist because I got a case and a half of them left.
I'm working on the damn video for it. It's animated. It's gonna be hilarious.
Is it animated? No, you're putting my head on something else,
dude. It is so good. It is like a...
said, dude, I would run if he said that.
Is, yeah.
You know what it is? I give everybody a creative license, but my head is wound up on penises and a cartoon character getting blown in a stag film on some buff guy with a huge package in his underwear on a DVD cover. Then I'm some buff Tarzan.
That's
type
right. Character. I've got that. I've got that DVD.
And you've got the package to go with it.
That's
See where it goes quickly.
Ooh, see, when Extreme Sleaze 3 comes out, it's got one little segment dedicated to Todd.
That's what you said. I gotta get a copy.
Special surprise, Todd.
It is.
I might even screen this at Wasteland and duct tape you to a chair and hold your eyes open.
I think we should
because I know what it is.
Jerks.
Yeah.
Yes. Gotta love us deep down.
Getting back to my rare film thing, I don't know if you remember a movie called Cal Tiki, Todd.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. They brought this up and everybody's going, what the fuck are you talking about? Strangely enough, you know, and everybody knows that Italian copycat cinema is basically what it implies. They copy stuff that works. You know, sometimes very good, sometimes very poorly. Well, in this case, The Blob came out in 58. We all know that one's history with Steve McQueen. That's the one that just basically, you know, launched him.
Right.
And in 59, this film came out called Caltiki, the Immortal Monster. And it was supposedly shot in Mexico, but it was Italians. And the cinematographer was a guy named John Foam, who was really Mario Bava. So, simply for that, if you can find a copy, it's worth the look, because it's a lot more, for a 1959 film, first off, this thing is in this radioactive pool of water. It's in a Mayan temple. And, you know, there's an archaeologist thing, and they send a diver down. No, they pull something up, and it's got gold or something on it, like bracelets and shit. So they figured this is where they sacrifice people with all the shit on them. So they talk, you know, guy dives down there, he comes up with some stuff. And he's going, there's more, when he goes down again. And all of a sudden, it's like he's coming up, and there's like something pulling him. By the time they get him back, he's nothing but like this skeleton with eyeballs in the diving suit, which is pretty fucking gory for 59. Then this blobby thing comes out, and it's like, you know, I don't know, one guy runs to grab the bag, he drops it, and he grabs his arm, and it's like they have to cut the guy's, they cut the blob part off of his arm or some shit like that. So they finally burn this thing, and they go back, and it gets a little bit, you know, fucked up, but basically it's gruesome as hell, because they peel this blobby shit off this guy's arm. It's nothing but a skeletal arm, but they just leave it on, and he's walking around killing people with his arm and shit.
What color is the blobby thing?
It's all black and white.
It's a black and whiter, yeah.
Oh, okay.
RLI Artists released it.
It's gray. It's a gray blob.
Yeah. Somebody wants a DVD-R of it, I'll be more than happy to do one for a nominal fee of like maybe $7 to cover my expenses. Yeah.
And shipping will be $29.95.
No, $7 shipping included. I'm a cheap whore.
Do you hear that, Steve? I'm in the chat room right now, and Steve said that he's been waiting to see that movie.
Caltiki? Wow.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, that was one of my little childhood things. That was a Chiller Theater deal, actually.
That's awesome.
Way back in the day.
For all those listening, we do have a chat room, and I'm actually in the chat room if anyone wants to come in and chat with me as we're doing the show.
Or make gnome jokes.
Get in the chat room.
I am.
They're clustering around like honeybees.
I'm like, shh, don't know.
just go in and give her gnome jokes. She likes those. It's her favorite.
I'm naked at the studio, too. Oh, Todd, Rick wanted to know your mailing address. He wanted to send you some pictures of him.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Cataldo, you know, the gay wrestler.
Why? Man, see? Why you got to go there?
Because I can. Yeah. Oh, actually, you know, we can make the show have a U-turn right now. Marcia had a rather interesting experience involving someone with a job.
Yes,
not a blow job, real job, you know.
Yeah. Well, I work at a mall, like, and it's interesting because on my breaks I'll go and I'll sit like in cafes or different things and, you know, just check my emails and whatnot. And
try to pick up gnomes.
You better stop with the gnomes, or you know I might have to just hurt you next time I see you. And anyways, there was this really beautiful girl. Like, the only way I can describe her. Because I don't like country music at all, but I think everyone knows who Carrie Underwood is. So this girl looked like Carrie Underwood. She was like very cute and the girl next door, but the sexy girl next door type, you know, she had a nice figure and a nice rack and everything. And she's sitting there and she has this little tiny voice and she starts talking to this guy friend of hers who, you know, I don't know where he came from. He just kind of came out of the blue. And she starts telling him how she got this new job at Target, this Target superstore that they're going to be building out here. And
number one, I wouldn't brag about something like that anyway.
Yeah, a Target job. Anyway, and so he starts asking her, you know, about it. And so she starts telling him how, you know, she saw this thing and she goes and there was all these people there. And then this is where the whole thing started. She goes, and then I started praying to God. And I asked God to give me a Christian, interviewer so that I could get the job. And there's a couple of things wrong with that, first of all, when I was listening to her. The first one, I thought to myself, are you serious? What does having a Christian interview or have anything to do with you getting a job? So then I was thinking, wow, because I am a manager and I hire people. So if someone came to me and they started talking to me about their relationship with God and how they prayed to get this job, I wouldn't hire them. And the reason is because that's not what you talk about on a job interview. You keep your religion separate from your job. That's my opinion. So I was thinking to myself, wow, okay. So then she starts going on how there was all these people there, and she ended up getting the job because she was praying. And so all of a sudden,
oh Lord, blah, 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 please let me get this.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah.
So the funny thing about it was that all of a sudden she goes, and I got the job because I prayed to God. And I was talking to a friend of mine on Skype. And so he could hear everything that she was saying because I was on a Skype phone call. And so he texts me and he goes, did she just say she got the job because she was praying to God? And I said, yeah, no, God didn't give her the job. Her tits did. So then
the tits.
And I just couldn't help it because this girl, her boobs were all hanging out and she's sitting there talking about being such a great Christian. Yeah. And
yeah. Blow Gabriel's horn.
It seems like the Christian community, it seems really weird. Like Pete tells you, they're all his best customers here in the Midwest because they're the ones who are always in the porn shops. They're the ones that are hiding the stuff under the bed or in the closet or under the floorboards. See?
What was the midget bondage?
I'm going to run from that. Sorry.
Longwater Butt Babes was a big hit until I ran out of it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
They're having
problems. Well, you weren't there for that whole horrible situation either.
It's a damn nightmare.
I think you live in the Twilight Zone, because you know I've never heard of so many problems.
It's true.
Tonight's episode. Well-known director who was in somewhere in Missouri.
There we go.
There is a huge creature with a mullet prowling around in the woods.
It's true.
Search of human flesh. Could this be one of Todd Sheets' movies gone berserk? Tune in later on the Twilight Zone.
Attack of the Mullet. We'll be right back after this interruption.
Enjoy. You can still hear us. Mouth-watering
goodies. Everything from a snack to a delicious full meal. At our refreshment center, you'll find a large variety of goodies to satisfy your hunger, your thirst, or your sweet tooth. So hurry, hurry, hurry. Visit our refreshment center now. The show starts in 10 minutes.
Wine on the floor. hurry, hurry, step right up to the ticket window for a mere $3.50. That's your ticket to an all-night, 24/7 evening at the Grindhouse. You want spaghetti westerns? How about the man with no name? Django. Yeah, they're all in here. How about some bikers like the Hell's Angels, Satan's Slaves, Satan's Sadists? You want some blood and guts? Well, how about H.G. Lewis, Andy Milligan, John Carpenter, George A. Romero, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the Ghastly Ones, Ilsa, She-Wolf of the SS? All those hot, horny mistresses guaranteed to dominate your dreams. They're all yours right here in the Grindhouse.
So grab yourself a seat on Saturday night. The booze is blowing, tits are big, and the bush is tight. Welcome to the Grindhouse. It's for the Second Street Pete. Get down at the Grindhouse. Always meet fresh meat. Welcome to the Grindhouse. There's a man for the Second Street Pete. Brand new kind of sleazy.
Jackalope 105 FM.
And we're back with 42nd Street Pete's Grindhouse, guest starring Marcia Miller tonight. We got the Pete and the Marcia here, and it's an awesome evening. Welcome back.
Wow, that was some song. Thank you very much, man. That was very much appreciated. That's a great little tune.
Well, it's, you know, I did that because, honestly, you need a theme song. Plus, when I write songs about something I'm passionate about. Sometimes I write songs about goofy movies, you know, for Jedi Superstar and Grindhouse flicks and drive-in flicks. And the number one dude for that is you. You're the dude. You're the historian that knows it all. And not only that, you're one of my very best friends. And it was heartfelt. And I just really wanted to do something for you because I thought it was overdue. Someone should have done that a long time ago.
Well, it was really cool. I really thank you, man, from the bottom of my heart. Thank you very much.
Well, you're very welcome.
It was
cool. All right, well, all that sentimental bullshit aside.
Wow, that was a real, like, that was a bro love moment right there. That's what that was.
It was, man.
Bro love.
It was good stuff.
Bro love?
Yeah.
Okay, I get it. I guess it's a California thing.
Never mind.
As long as it isn't a man crush. If we go the man crush route, that's like an end of everything. I'm done.
I don't know. Was it a man crush?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm not a homophobe either. No man crush.
Just thought I'd ask.
Yeah. Can't a dude do something for his bro? Come on.
Yeah. Even if I was gay, my luck with men would probably be just as bad as my luck with women. I'd get like 300-pound fakers on a line, you know? Meet in an all-you-can-eat Chinese buffet. They walk over and just pick up the whole pasta tureen and waddle off with it. It's horrible.
So. Wow.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I gave up. I have to admit, I think my best days as a sexual athlete are behind me.
Really?
You think so?
Yeah, I think the last time I was out with somebody, I faked premature ejaculation. No, it's not. I mean, I really burnt myself out at certain points in my life when you're just, you know, doing things every day.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
For sure.
I mean, as costly as it was, there's one I truly miss.
That's awesome.
That's the masochistic side of me. Yes, come back and fuck up my life some more.
Yeah, please come back. Bring more torture devices.
And then, you know, the sick part is I jumped into a worse situation than that. So, yeah, who the fuck am I, you know? Exactly. At least one situation I had someone of control over. Now it's time for our sexual advice from Dark Girl Marcia.
Well, I'm just saying that, you know, it's not just, like, women who do that. I mean, I had a show a little while back on men who do the same things. There's just some shitty people out there. Men who just, like, you know, there's just shitty people out there. It's just what it boils down to. And so I think that ultimately, you know, you just got to kind of take things as they go. But we're all gluttons for punishment, man. That's just what it boils down to. We say we don't like something, but we stay in, you know, we stay in it, or we keep trying to bring them back. That's what it boils down to.
No more.
No mas.
No mas. No, no, not my job. Not
no
my job
mas.
Nah. I can't do it anymore. I can't be a home for the needy. Just can't do it. Needy peedies, home for the needy.
Yeah, that's no good. No good.
I'd rather live in the swamp and fuck frogs. You know, it just comes down to that.
Wow. I don't even want to think about that fucking frogs. That's pretty scary. I bet you there's a fetish for that. I'm going to have to go to FetLife and check that out. I bet you there is.
Yeah, probably if you got the big mouth ones from Africa. But don't they have, like, serrated teeth in the back that would shred your pecker?
I think they do.
Man, that's some evil stuff.
Men are stupid. You know something? When you think of it, though, men are really stupid because they stick their dicks in some strange places besides pussy.
That's true. They do.
Some guy down in South Jersey fucked a vacuum cleaner and it ripped his nuts off.
Wow.
Yeah. Eureka.
That's crazy. No, yeah. I saw something really funny the other day, and I actually thought of you, Todd, and I was going to say something, but I didn't know, like, I was going to post something on your wall, but I was afraid to do it because I was afraid I might, like, get in trouble from Facebook. But I saw this thing on FetLife. There's this group on there called Kinky and Geeky, and it's just really funny because it's, like, all about, like, big geeks, like computer geeks and all these things. Well, there's this fetish, apparently, that's a Boba Fett fetish.
Oh, my God.
Yes, and these people wear Boba Fett masks, and this one person in the Kinky and Geeky group posted this thing about all these different Boba Fett fetish videos, and so I was like, what the heck is this? And there was one that I can't remember what it was, like, it was like something about Ewoks, like Ewok files instead of like pedophiles, it was like Ewok files. and like you click on it and it had this guy who was in leather with this like bondage thing, and he was wearing like, and he had no shirt on with this like bondage belt like crossover thing going on and these leather pants, and he was wearing a Boba Fett shirt. I mean, Boba Fett helmet. And then there was a little guy like a midget dressed like an Ewok. Like he looked just like an Ewok. And then there was this other character that looked like, you know, in the, I can't remember which Star Wars it was, but it was in the bar, those dancers, those, like, really sexy-looking alien dancers. Well, there was one of those in there.
The Twi'leks, yeah.
Yeah, so basically what it is that you watch this video, and it has the Boba Fett guy just standing there, and the little Ewok runs up and grabs his leg and humps his leg. Like, humped his leg, and it was just this little Ewok humping this guy, like, with a Boba Fett helmet. And I was like,
and you know, what's next? He greases up the Ewok and shoves it up the other guy's ass.
Oh
no! It was hilarious. There's like, they had like a whole entire list of these Boba Fett little movies like that, like little scenes, and they weren't like perverted or, I mean, obviously there was like, they didn't. It was just hilarious. And I was like, wow! I almost posted that on your Facebook page. We totally didn't do it, but
man,
I thought pretty seriously about it.
Sorry. As fucked up as I am, I never really had the urge to dress up as something other than myself.
Well, and
except I did Beast of Blood one time and I couldn't get the shit off me.
It's okay. We're still rolling.
I'm sorry.
The archives are still listening.
Right. The archives. But anyways, so this Boba Fett fetish, yeah, it's a real fetish. And
you know,
like,
what? It's disgustipating, man. No, it's just say no. That's offensive
hilarious
to me. That's offensive to me because it's like, you know what? Some things should be sacred, okay? Leave the damn Star Wars and the superheroes alone, you dirty, twisted, sick bastards.
Well, you know, somewhere there's a gay stag film with Batman blowing Robin or
something. You know what? Don't even go there.
FC.
Sick.
Stuff like that.
I'm gonna have nightmares.
It's really funny.
It's not funny. It's disrespectful.
There's nothing sacred, Todd. There's probably a picture of me blowing somebody for all I know. I don't know. You know, nothing I can do about it.
Don't give anyone ideas out there. Damn.
No, but for $29.95, yeah.
God. That is just crazy. That is just crazy.
Yeah, but going back on that whole religious thing, religion is partially, 95% of the problems in this world today are caused by religion. got these fucking fanatics. And like I said, our asshole president is actively seeking funding for this atrocity in New York. Well, you know something? Your true color is coming out. It ain't black. It's yellow. You just went over to, you made deals before you were the president, you know, and again, it all goes back to this religious fanaticism and shit like that. If it wasn't you, it'd be the Christians with Sarah Palin. So we're fucked. You know something? Here, I'm going to tap it against the mic. Drink up, motherfucker. We're fucked.
This bud's for you.
This bud's for you.
Like a big fucking thing. WF on it. That's a WW. No, it's we're fucked. You know?
Yeah.
42nd Street Pete says, we're fucked t-shirts.
We need to market those.
You know, I just want to say something that kind of bothers me a little bit, like going back to this religion thing too. Like, you know, don't get me wrong, for those people who like have their own, you know, their own beliefs, that's great. Whatever gives you comfort, by all means, go for it. But what bothers me is when you don't believe something that they believe in, that they will just be, you know, so fast to criticize and send you straight to hell, you know, and that's what bothers me more than anything. And the fact that, you know, I live in a town where, like, you guys think it's bad. Well, actually, it is more bad where Todd lives than it is here. But ultimately, though, like, every time I go and sit in a cafe or every time I go anywhere, there's a bunch of people doing Bible studies right in front of me or inviting me to go to their church. Or, you know, if I wanted to go to a church, I would go to a church. I don't need every single day to be invited to come to a church by a bunch of Christians.
You need me out there.
And if I say... And if I say that I don't want to go, I don't need someone to sit there and tell me why I need God in my life. And that's what bothers me. It's like, you don't see me walking around. It was really funny because I actually thought about just being a jerk and like running home and grabbing my satanic Bible that I'm using for my thesis and like walking around the same place and going to each table going, excuse me, but I was wondering if I can talk to you for one moment about my religion. And then sit down with them and whip out my satanic Bible and yell, Hail Satan, and then start reading in Latin to them like I'm putting some curse on them. Like, really? Come on. Like, you know, you don't see other people doing it, so I just don't like it when they shove stuff down my throat. It kind of bothers me a little bit.
Maybe I should make a religious pamphlet so we can hand that out, you know. And then
I think you should.
I mean, yeah. You know, for those of you who don't know who need to be saved, I'm an ordained minister, so I can save you. But again, like I said, it depends on what you did. If you did something really fucked up, your ass should burn in hell for all eternity, which means you're going to stay on earth. So anyway, but yeah, I am an ordained minister, so you feel free to call me for comfort and everything else. Just don't use a toll-free number because it doesn't work. But anyway, you can email me at, I should set up a Reverend 42nd Street Pete somewhere, you know?
You should.
Totally should. Yeah. You know, I have to say though, like I said, please don't get me wrong. I'm not going to sit here and bash, you know, anything else, but just don't shove your religion down someone else's throat because you believe in it. Doesn't necessarily mean that it's right, and what I believe in doesn't necessarily mean that it's right, but it's what I believe, and I'm not shoving it down anyone's throat. So
it's funny, nobody around here approaches, I don't really go to malls and stuff, but nobody's, you know, in general ever really approached me about trying to convert me or something like that. I think they just sense that, you know, I don't know, what could they sense? The man's pure evil.
Exactly.
Yeah,
they would know better.
He just oozes evil.
Don't mess with the Pete.
I don't normally speak. I don't normally talk about religion or politics, but you know, there are certain things that have been bothering me, and it's not just malls, Pete. Like I was like walking down the street the other day, and I got bombarded. And I was just like,
the way really? You said that was like a big. I was actually walking down the street, Pete.
No,
I was walking. Usually I use my rollerblades, but this time I walked.
Shut up. Ask Pete. I'm always walking. I walk everywhere.
I know you do, but the way you said it, it was like that was the point of the story. You were so pointed.
I was walking.
Okay? I was walking, okay?
Just so you know.
And I took my wheels off of my little wheelie shoes because I can buy shoes in the kids department at Walmart. And I got my wheelie shoes and I rode those suckers down that hill.
What the fuck are we? How would you know about wheelie shoes unless you don't wear them?
You know what? I know about wheelie shoes because I have two kids I have to buy wheelie shoes
for. Yeah, you probably have wheelie shoes for yourself.
You didn't teach your kid to walk. You just bought them wheelie shoes.
You know what? I wish that I had wheelie shoes. That would be awesome. I just wheel all over the place. I'd run people over.
They make them in the size of a Volkswagen tire for adults.
Yeah, they don't make them in Bigfoot size.
They make them in Sasquatch size.
That's it. You got it. But gnomes can still fit into those puppies.
Yeah,
you know, I used to get Jehovah's Witnesses used to come over to my house and I answer the door in my underwear after being up for 4 days and it's been a 4 day tequila binge. Yeah, can I help you? Can we talk to me about what? Well, talk to me about the Lord. Lord of what? I'm fucked up, lady. Get your point. I'm going to throw up any minute now. That's what I used to do. And they'd leave. Now they don't leave. It doesn't dissuade them.
Nothing stops them because...
It was back in the 70s.
They don't get their bonuses then, you know.
Nah, they used to avoid me like they still do. Nobody really approaches me. That's why I should come out there for your week. We could just do that for entertainment.
I've been telling you, man. You come out here for a week, I'll follow you around with the camera. I bet we could get a TV series.
Yeah. Harassing the Jesus Freaks with 40 Seconds Repeat.
Yeah, I really want... You know, I was being... I don't know. I was just being a jerk today with them. But
I just showed up wearing some of the T-shirts I wear around here.
You know? That's true.
Offend everyone.
But could you imagine how funny it would be if I just did that? If I just went in the middle of the mall and yelled "Hail Satan" really loud to see what would happen?
I used to do that as a teenager because I just thought it was fun.
Somebody, I don't know. You never been out here. That's why I used to sell these T-shirts, smoke crack, and worship Satan.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, you know who's got all that shit? Andy Gore.
Really?
You know Andy?
Yeah.
Yeah, go on his site. He's got all, you know, that's what we should do. Oh, yeah, I'll come out there. We're satanic T-shirts.
You should. That would be awesome. And just sit there by my work, and anytime anyone, like, said anything, I would just be like, you see that group of people right there? You might want to go talk to them. I think they need it more than me.
That's awesome.
That would rule. Totally set that up. Hey, somebody came on in the chat room and asked for you, Pete, and they said the shotgun that you were talking about earlier in the Expendables is an AA-12.
Oh, thank you.
Hell yes.
Okay. Now, my second question is, where can I get one?
He said thank you, and where can you get one? Okay, I'm going to tell him right now.
That's awesome.
AA-12. Shit.
Man, I still think...
You know it's bad, but it only has four digits.
I still think it's the subtitle's got to be the Screw You, Charlie. That's the...
Oh, okay, in other words, you can't have it.
Damn it.
You can't have it?
Yeah.
Not in New Jersey, he
said. Yeah, no. You can't have a fucking BB gun in New Jersey.
It's probably better off that way.
Why?
Because that way nobody goes out and...
Responsible citizen. I don't see why there's any reason why I can't have a gun and carry it around with me.
I think you should have a whole arsenal like machete. That'd be awesome.
You should do shit like that, but no more.
By the way, that movie poster's out everywhere, and it looks sweet.
Oh, yeah, I've already seen I saw the first real trailer on it, so it's like, that's another one I'm going to go see. When's that out, September?
Yeah. I am there.
Yeah, they'll have Danny. Is Danny, like, pushed as the lead in it?
Yeah, he is.
Okay.
Very cool. And it's got such a great cast.
That's going to propel him, like, places. He'll do the convention circuit. He'll clean up.
Well, hell yeah.
I think he gets a guarantee.
He's such a good guy, though, you know?
Yeah.
Such a good guy. Hey, I did hear from, in talking about our heroes that are good guys, I did hear from the Sid Haig camp. Sid's doing well. He's been working a lot and very, very busy, and he's getting ready to do another thing at the end of the month. I'm trying to get him on Nightwatch to talk about this animated movie he did that's getting a lot of awards and stuff. So hopefully he'll be on at the end of the month on that, and then I'll probably bring you on at the same time, Pete, and we can have some fun.
Cool.
Be a good time. I think I'll bring you on and keep you the whole show. I think David Hess is going to come on and all kinds of people.
Okay.
Since you know all the guys too, it'll be kind of like a family reunion right there on Nightwatch.
I haven't talked to Dave in a while.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if he loves me anymore or not.
I think he does. I think he has dreams still. The dreams are still there.
Oh please! That fucking frightens the shit out of me.
That is awesome.
Speaking of dreams, any more? We don't need more sexual advice. Does anyone in the chat room need sexual advice from me or Marcia?
Hey, you know what? I don't know. Let me ask. No, I was going to tell you, I had a really weird dream the other day, guys, and it was really scary.
Okay.
Like, I can't even describe it. Okay, so I had this dream the other day, and normally when I have bad dreams, I'll wake up, like, right away. Like, not even, like, to the point where the dream will even get that bad. And
by the time she gets to the dream, the show's going to be over, ladies and gentlemen.
You better shush. So anyways, this dream, I was like running from an incubus. Like, I was trying to run really hard from this, like, incubus. And he was really mean. And he was very scary. And he attacked me, and he raped me in my dream. And I woke up screaming. And it was the worst dream I've ever had in my whole life. Just want you all to know.
The incubuses are nasty. That's the Cassavetes film I was talking about. Incubus.
I don't even know what an incubus looks like. And how
it's a demon type fucking thing.
I know, but in my dream he was invisible and I couldn't see him, but I knew that it was an incubus. And then at one point when I was being raped by this incubus, like this weird face. I did see a weird face, but he looked like, can't describe it. It was like this really demonic looking, like,
yeah, that's what they look like.
Evil Satan. Yeah. I don't even know how to say it. It's just like his face was just like distorted and like.
Did you wake up sore?
Actually, I did. Man, I'm kidding you. My legs. Don't say shit like that because I'm serious. My legs, like,
this is serious.
My legs. I actually called somebody on it because I got terrified, and I'm not kidding you. My legs, like, were really. My thighs were really super sore, and I have a bruise on my left thigh, and it wasn't there before. I actually called a paranormal. A well-known paranormal investigator, and I was like, dude, and I like told her about it, and I said, what do you think? And so she started asking me all these questions about stuff that's been going on in my life, and she seems to think that because I'm very stressed out and then there's a lot of like crazy stuff that happened, that it very well could have been. And I said, don't tell me that, because now I'm not going to sleep, and I haven't slept. Last night I couldn't sleep because I had it the night before last. I was very scared, guys. This is like serious stuff. So
burn sage.
I did, and I also put, like, I did what she told me to do. She told me to buy kosher salt and make this, like, thing around my bed, but I had to buy real kosher salt. So she told me to do this, like, thing around my bed and to do, like, sage. But seriously, like, sex dreams can be pretty awesome, but something like that was terrifying, and I didn't like it. So that's all I have to say.
Well, thanks for taking us down the dark path at the end of the show.
I just had to tell you, because speaking about horror movies and stuff, it was like I was in a horror movie and it was scary.
It really is, yeah.
I was scared. Well, if they ever make a movie out of that, I'm not watching it because it was
scary. They did.
Scary shit.
Well, they said they made two. They made The Entity and, they made more than two, but The Entity.
Incubus was the fucking one that she's talking about.
And Incubus. And also, remember Demon Rage with Lana Wood, and it starred Lana and her nipples, and that was an Incubus movie?
The Entity, this was completely different than The Entity. This was, like, completely different. Like, when I was, like, running and hiding, it was, like, I felt like that I was going to be killed.
The only good thing about the Incubus was the monster looked kind of cool, and I liked the decapitation with Shovel. The rest of the movie was really slow, I thought. What do you think, Pete?
I haven't seen it in years.
It was so damn slow.
I just remember the part in the movie theater when the thing just ripped the chick out up from under the stall.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely got to get Mike on, though. So, yeah, let me know when that's going to happen. We'll promote the hell out of it.
Yeah, I'll have to give him some kind of...
Hey, I'm having people in the chat room ask me why Pete's shows haven't been archived in quite a few weeks.
Pete's shows are archived.
Well, there's been 2 weeks. There's 2 weeks that are missing.
Yeah, I just got done pulling them down because you said there were errors, and I went and looked at these errors, and I'm reformatting them and putting them back up there. Remember you said yours had an error, so I checked all of them, and there was some kind of an error thing with the uploads, I guess, so I'm fixing that, and I'm re-uploading them. But they'll be back up there probably by tomorrow. They've only been down for maybe, 3 hours, 4 hours?
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Everybody calls me up and bitches. I'm like, it's not my fault. Call him. Here's his home number.
I wasn't able to pull him down until today because I was out of town. But yeah, I'm working on them. They'll be back up there in the morning.
What the fuck are you doing up in Omaha anyways? Is there actually anything to do in Omaha?
Mystery Manor Haunted House. We were doing an investigation up there. So it was a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. That was when Sarah came down, yeah?
Oh, yeah. That was a great time. Great time.
There's a haunted vagina down here, I heard.
Yeah, I think I think she was the mother of your two daughters, from what I understand.
No, wait a minute. Don't besmirch my kid's mother.
Why? You do all the time.
I have every right. She swallowed my son, you know?
Oh, my gosh. You guys want to hear something really funny? If you guys go to Facebook, I had a guy on my show last week called Ray Sharland. I think everybody should be his friend on Facebook. He is freaking hilarious. For Friday the 13th, he did this. He did this prank call, and he called this church, and he was asking for prayer. He was acting like he was the mother of Jason, and so he calls, and she did not get what he was saying. She didn't understand who he like that this is a prank call, and so he calls her up. It's posted on his Facebook page. You guys should watch it. It's hilarious, and it basically he calls her up and he. Does it in this female voice, and he's asking this lady to pray for all of the camp counselors who are too busy having sex and let her poor boy drown in the lake.
Oh, man, that's and awesome.
And he kept, like, going back and forth. And every once in a while, he played that, Jason, this is your mother. And, like, and it was just hilarious. Like, he would play scenes from the movie, and she kept saying, can you turn that down, please? And she was like, it was just hilarious. You should hear it. If you add Ray Sharland, he's on my page, and look at his page, it is the funniest thing ever.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Well, see, now you brought it back around, and now it's an uplifting ending, so that's good, because we have about 2 minutes, Pete.
Oh, my God, only 2 minutes? Time sure flies when you're having none, but anyway, 2 minutes. I got to promote something.
Okay.
I just saw the proofs for it. My long-awaited Kinkorama collection will be coming out shortly.
Wow.
Completely depraved and disgusting. I don't even know if I got one laying around here. That's how depraved and disgusting it is. I just looked at it, and it's... I don't know where it is. I'll have one out next week or something. I must have left it someplace. I mean, God. It's one of the nastiest ones I've done so far.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So it actually has the feature film Kinkorama and 15 of the most twisted loops I could find. Actually, we got one called Satan's Girl in there.
Oh, wow.
With the theme song. I want to be Satan's girl. Bop, bop. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, so we got that to look forward to. Probably by Wasteland I'll have that. And saw the proofs for my girl's stuff, and it looks great. So you guys will be lined up to buy that stuff.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, so... and I want to thank Marcia for coming on and adding to proceedings. And you stay tuned for her show. Is this guy Ray's on your show next?
No, Ray was on my show last week, so the show's already been archived. But this week I have on... his name is Lord DeTracy, and he's doing a lesson on body language and pickup 101, how to pick up a girl, basically.
Oh, cool.
So that's what's on my show for this week.
And what is this? Is next week we're doing a two-hour live show?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, two-hour live show. Next week you can call in if actually any of the equipment functions. You know?
It's not the equipment. I think it was just some kind of a weird thing with this electricity in Kansas City.
It's a weird
City.
Glitch when you buy all your stuff at Radio Show.
Yeah.
It's a weird glitch when you live in the Twilight Zone.
That's definitely it. Damn it. You know what? This place needs to quit having blackouts around here. I don't understand it. There's not a storm. It's just heat.
But anyway, it's 42nd Street Pete with Dark Girl Marcia and Todd Dayan Say Stick.
42nd Street Pete's Grindhouse is a production of Jackalope 105 FM.
Do you feel that? Oh, shit. Wah-ah-ah-ah. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Open up your hate and let it flow into me. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You mother, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You fucker, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Madness is the gift that has been given to me. I can see inside you the sickness is rising. It seems that all that was good has died. Oh no, the world is a scary place. Now that you've woken up the demon in me.
Bobby, will you give it to me?
2, 3, 4.
Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You mother, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You fucker, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Open up your hate and let it flow into me. Why can't you just fuck up and die? Get down with the sickness. Fuck you, I don't need this shit. I'm down with the sickness. You stupid, sadistic, abusive fucking organ. Down with the sickness. Here it comes. Get ready to die. Get ready to
die.
Here we go again, motherfucker, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Come on down and see the idiot right here. Too fucked to beg and not afraid to care. What's the matter with calamity anyway? Right, get the fuck out of my face. Understand I can't feel anything. It isn't like I wanna sift through the decay. I feel like a wound, like I got a fucking gun against my head. You live when I'm dead. People equal shit. People equal shit. People equal shit. People equal shit. Come on. Me now, so fuck it. Blood on my face and my hands, I don't know why. I'm not afraid to cry, but that is none of your business. Overdo it, don't tell me you blew it. Stop your bitching and fight your way through it. I'm not like you, I just fuck up. Come on, motherfucker, everybody has to die. People equal shit.